Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Shannon Feltus.
And I'm Bonnie Dutch.
And this is...
You Are That.
We are two sisters who cannot take a compliment.
We're here with Mandy Shaw. She is a wonderful human that we have been lucky enough to meet, and you can find her on her own podcast, The Beekeeper Confidential. It's amazing, and you learn fun facts and get to listen to her interview cool people. And today she's come over to my hot, tiny little apartment, and we are going to throw some questions at her, get to know all about Mandy.
It's going to be a good time.
I'm ready.
The inside scoop. Hi, why don't you tell us a little bit about you?
I'm a beekeeper. I love bees a whole lot. And so I've designed my entire life around my love for bees. I have a podcast. I have a consulting business. I am president of a beekeeping association, and I catch swarms, and I have a whole lot of bees.
Your feed about catching swarms is magnificent. I could watch that nonstop. It could be the Bee Channel that's just live stream of swarms. Stream of swarms.
There's stream of swarms.
That's your TV show.
We have lots of ideas for you.
Totally. We're going to give you more stuff to do because you're not busy. You're not a busy bee.
So we met Mandy through the Ologies podcast. She was a guest on Allie Ward's podcast, and we kind of were obsessed with her from the beginning.
Absolutely instantly.
And then we decided, Shannon and I, to do a day camp for adults based on science, because why not? And Mandy is local to our area here in Portland, Oregon, and we asked her to come be one of our scientists, and she agreed. And then we had bee school at camp, which was
amazing,
life changing. Everyone that came was so excited they got to participate. Mm-hmm. And then everyone who didn't get to be there, they were like
so
freaking
jealous.
Out and super jealous of all the pictures of bee school.
It was amazing.
It was phenomenal.
I've never seen a group of adults sit that still, riveted, learning how to do something.
In the rain.
It started raining. Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And they're harvesting pupas. Mason bee.
It was amazing for me, too, because they did my work for me.
Yeah.
Which was brilliant, by the way.
Harvesters.
That was the best delegating I've ever seen. That was great.
It was really fun. And since that time, we've been super lucky to consider you our new friend in our life. And we're so happy you're here. So basically, for You Are That, we don't think we're that cool, but we think everyone else is. So you are
so
cool.
True.
And we like you so much. And we really want to dive in and get to know everything random about you. So
right.
We have some lists of questions. We're going to hammer you with some random things and then some nostalgic things. So it'll
okay.
be, you know, tip of your brain. Just answer whatever comes first. And nothing's off limits.
Glad I took a nap before I came over.
Good.
Yeah.
You're going to
refreshed and ready. I'm so sharp.
Or you're in that fog where you're like, I don't even care what I say.
Ask me anything. You're going to get the weirdest shit. It's going to be awesome.
It is going to be awesome. Shannon, do you want to fire off first?
Ooh. Okay. So this is my favorite question. I love asking it. So this is a three-parter. If you were an insect at a location witnessing an event, what insect would you be? Where would you be? And what would you be witnessing? Also, past, present, future, doesn't matter. It could be something that happened a long time ago. Could be lots of dead celebrities involved, whatever.
I love how much you just said B.
Oh, I did. I said B so much.
B. So many times.
Well, I identify as a worker bee.
Ooh, specific.
So I would be a worker bee out foraging. And I would want to witness a David Bowie concert. It could be acoustic set. It could like a live show.
Imagine the vibrations.
Oh my God. You're a David Bowie fan.
And then I would say his hair looks like a flower. I'm going to land on it. And then I'm going to land on his head.
Share a moment.
You just won't touch him. Oh my God.
Yeah. He's the only music legend that I've cried when I learned that they died.
I was crushed.
Still am. I could just fly right over. No VIP access needed. I just fly because I'm a bee.
That's the point of this question, I think, is you like, what access would you get?
And all access.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, hey, girl. He's all up in that Bowie.
Did like, I answer?
That's so perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
No, that's exactly so authentic.
But I don't decorate my house with bee tchotchkes.
Oh.
I don't like
so
that.
So don't send her bee gifts.
I like bee gifts, but I don't like have the bee tchotchkes everywhere.
Good. When you find out, Shannon collected turtles for a while and I collected monkeys, chimpanzees. We were both obsessed with our animal, but then it's like our mother like sent word out or something. So as like preteens and teenagers, right when you're getting embarrassed by yourself, suddenly my room was full of chimpanzees, stuffies.
Mine's turtle everything.
Yeah, you had sculpture candles.
I had like a Tiffany lamp that was actually just a giant glass turtle. I thought it was kick-ass. And when I had guests over, they were like, oh, you got a lot of turtles.
You're like, it always feels really awkward. So I got rid of a lot of things. And now I'm like, you know what I collect, friends? Money.
Yep.
Bring it. Bring it on over.
Pin it on my wall.
Yeah. People will be like, oh, I'm so embarrassed by your money collection. Not at all.
I collect houseplants. I'm putting that out there.
I collected cow things.
That's amazing, too.
And I even painted cow spots on my wall when I was like 11, 12, 13, 14.
Yeah, you're on the same level as us.
Buzzing.
Let's get juicy.
Ooh.
Let's hear about your sweet, sweet honey and talk about Mandy Shaw's first kiss.
Oh. Oh my God.
Revel us in the tale.
My first kiss was with a boy in high school. It was my sophomore year and I had a really big crush on him. And there was a wooded area by my house. And so we made a plan. Like,
we're going to touch faces.
We're going to make out there.
In the acreage.
And so he came over, he like rode his bike over and knocked on the door. It's Mandy home. We went for a little walk and we kissed. I had braces, so I don't know how
I can tell
it
you
was for him. But when we got home and he left, my dad said, "So, did you guys make out okay?"
Oh,
But he meant it in the...
Like, how'd it go?
Yeah.
You have a good walk?
Oh, no.
And you were
like,
mortified. What a choice of words.
We did make out okay.
Oh, my God. You high-fived your dad and you're like, I don't think we're on the same page, but I'm going to take it.
Yeah. Oh, I feel like you'd be a little more aggressive about this if you had known. Let's get juicy, juicy. Was it like lips on lips?
Lips,
you
guys, tongues, hands moving, you know, the whole thing.
What base? Just kissing?
Just kissing.
No boob action in the forest?
Okay. No boob action that time.
Okay. That time. She's like, we made out a lot. We had a favorite tree by some point.
The wooded rendezvous.
Meet me at the spot.
This is so cute.
This podcast just changed into something.
This got real seedy.
Yes. Rated XXX.
No!
I love first kiss stories. I think they're one of my favorites. Mine was under a table in first grade. There was a like emergency fire drill, earthquake. It was California, so it was probably an earthquake drill.
Mm-hmm. Building the fire, get under the tables.
So we got under, we had like a giant like work table where like three kids sat. So it was like us and then another human that I don't remember who was there. So all three of us under the desk. And then I remember we kissed and then I thought we were supposed to go out to the blacktop because all the classes, that's where you like collect yourselves, do the head count or whatever. So I was like, Brian, let's go. His name was Brian. Don't even remember his last name, but he was hot. And Brian with a Y. And so we went out to the blacktop, holding hands. We like ran down the hall. We didn't even wait for our teacher. And we get out there and it's like ghost town. No one's out there. We're out there by ourselves. And then we got collected by the principal and we were in super trouble. But I didn't even care. I was like on cloud nine.
You're like, you don't understand. I'm going to marry this man.
Our love. We rode the bus together and used to pretend like it was a roller coaster. So I knew like our love was real because you'd hold on the seat in front of you and just, you know.
I wonder where he is now.
He was cousins with that one kid you liked.
That does not narrow it down. I like everybody.
It was
no one
in
would kiss
Somar,
me, by the way.
I was in first grade.
That young.
Shannon used to tell boys I would beat them up if they didn't kiss her.
Right.
They were salamander guys. Remember those guys?
Oh, shit. All the nerds, man. Yeah. I wanted to kiss all the nerds.
Yeah, I didn't beat up anybody.
Oh, God. In my brain, I was like, we're going to have a romance this summer. We're going to kiss a lot. Horrible.
Yeah. But you would have got all those kisses.
They never kissed me, though.
No.
No.
It's because I didn't beat them up.
Also, I think you were like, that wasn't even the plan. What are you even fucking talking about?
Yeah.
And I was like, come on. You know you want to kiss this skinny little dork. I'm super hot. No. I don't think I got my first kiss till like junior high, but I think it was like not somebody I wanted to kiss. I also don't remember the name, so I guess it wasn't memorable.
I hope someone in their adult life has a memory of like, when I was in first grade, we had an earthquake drill and this girl and boy kissed next to me under a desk. And
they
now they're like,
about it in
they're like super like into PDA. Like they see like.
They're voyeurs now?
Yeah.
Because they watched.
Yeah. Life affirming. That's the dream, is that like you do something so trivial that it changes the whole course
the
of
the butterfly effect of elementary
sexy.
Makeouts.
Yeah. That shit was, I know that kiss was great. I know they liked being under the desk with us.
You guys were pros.
What a shitty teacher, though. She didn't even, like, notice we were gone. She just, like, let us go.
Well, you were running off and, like, hand-holding sunset bliss.
All right, Shannon Feltus.
Yes, ma'am.
Hit us.
Okay. On a scale from 1 to 10, how superstitious are you?
10 being the most?
Yes. Like, super extreme.
I'm not very superstitious. But when things happen with bees, I tend to think it's good luck. Aww. Oh, I saw my queen today. I'm lucky. Or I had a swarm. I'm lucky. It's good. Oh, but get this. I got a bee sting the other day in the palm of my hand on my lifeline.
Oh,
what? The fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay, I feel like that's
if somebody knows, like that's ultra weird.
Okay, so that's
going
to be a thing
that
we need info on.
Lucky?
I don't know.
Or
unlucky.
Like it's marking when you're going to get mega stung.
I don't know.
Like,
but here's the thing. Here's the thing. When it happened, usually I'm like all suited up, all the protective gear. And this time I said, no, I know swarms of bees are gentle. I'm going in without all the gear. So I had my veil on and I was handling this swarm without all the gear.
That is terrifying to me.
It was
you're so brave.
Magic.
And
then,
maybe the bee was like, pause your shit, girl. You should always take precautions.
Well, it was my fault though, because I put a little sheet down on the ground so that if they fell, I could see them. And it's easier for them to walk on a sheet than it is to walk on blades of grass. Oh. And I was adjusting it. I was making it straight. And she was in the folds and I didn't see her. And that's how it happened. But after that, I did another swarm catch a few days later. And I was even more brazen. I was in shorts.
Girl.
And I got all up in it. And I was clipping them off the branch and everything. And whipping them into my bucket. So
like aggressive.
I kind of felt like it was...
Sting me again, I dare.
Sting me again.
Oh my gosh.
Sting me again.
You're crazy and I like you.
I think it's a little bit, okay, is it a sadist or masochist that likes to get the hurt?
Masochist.
Okay, so I think that's masochist. A little of that.
Yeah. Oh,
like you must, yeah, that's scary as shit.
And I like hearing you're so about brave. It, so I'm a sadist.
Yeah. More of that.
And you're a voyeur because I bet you'd like to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
It was in front of a bunch of children.
Oh, hey. And ooh, I see you're an exhibitionist.
I said, God damn it!
Oh, shit!
I'm thinking you're all like sweet and proper. And then you're like, no, I like to cuss in front of kids.
But then that happened. It was at a daycare.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
And so later that evening, my 9-year-old kid and I were laughing that the kids were going to go home and be like, Mommy, what's goddamn it?
No way.
See, you changed someone's. You changed someone's future.
No way. Yep. Kids nowadays are like, oh, that, my mom would have said, goddamn motherfucker. And she would have smashed that bee to oblivion. Yeah, no way. Like so wait, that. When they sting you, they die, yes?
They die.
Oh, yeah. That poor little kamikaze warning bee. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. See, everything's going to circle back to bees. This, I think it's unavoidable. I think it's mm-hmm. so interwoven in all of your stuff.
Yes.
Ooh, non-bee related.
Mm. Let's see if we can twist it around and make it about bees.
All right, Mandy, day in the life. If you could trade places with any celebrity for one day, just 24 hours, who would it be?
Wow. I know. Jim Carrey.
Oh,
what?
My yeah. God. I love this.
I want to be in his brain for 24 hours.
His brain seems real just fascinating. Endless.
Yeah. Yes.
With like conceptual ideas and like processes. Yeah. It's weird that he's that crazy and intellectual, but then every time I picture his face, I picture Ace Ventura and it makes me want to punch him.
Right. Yeah.
Or the mask.
Where I'm like, yeah. Like, hey, why? Why do you channel this guy?
And I think my kids would have a really good time with him.
So you would be him, but I'm, you're like, still like, going to hang out with your own children. You're such
oh
a good mom.
God, I love it so much. Wait a minute. You're not going to be in his life as him. You want to be him in your life.
Oh, can I do that?
Yeah, you can yes. do whatever you want. You're Jim Carrey for a day.
Yeah.
So you're going to come like surprise your kids as Jim Carrey and like have a really great time with
them. You could invent a movie in a day and pitch yeah. something.
And I love his artwork.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen his artwork.
Oh, what kind of human he did art. He's so good. I think maybe that's what really makes me want to get okay. in his head even more, because he's somebody who is gifted in so many directions.
I would want to be like Oprah, but like Oprah on vacation. So like oh. she's in Tuscany or something, like oh. meeting with some like book people, maybe staying with like a friend who is Italian and like eating with their family and just being Oprah. And she's so sure of herself and she's built herself up and she's just like being placed in like a really safe place. And then also getting to like enjoy
be
food
Oprah.
And travel and be in a beautiful place that I can't afford to go to.
I feel like I would want to choose somebody who has a really big secret, and then I would just know the secret. Or somebody that has like such a facade that then I'd be like, that's not real shit. I know some real shit because I was there for that one day.
Yeah. Maybe like Johnny Depp.
Oh, I don't want to be Johnny Depp.
She wants to be.
I want to be on Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
It's okay. He's in my top five. My husband probably won't even listen to this part. It'll be totally fine. But yeah, he's in my forgivable five. So it's fine.
If you guys want to know more about Shannon Feltus's Johnny Depp story, check out her blog. You can look it up online. Just search.
Maybe I'll just Kung Fu paste Feltus it in our show notes.
Blog. Yeah, we can put it in the show notes for you. You can read all about her Johnny Depp experience.
Dreaming. You know, let's just I would be Kourtney Kardashian for one day. Not the Kim.
Oh.
Not the Khloe. I like the Kourtney.
And then you could literally fake it. No one would know it wasn't you because you could just be silent and give them dead eyes and they would be like, Kourtney's in one of her moods.
Right. And then I could talk about organic it's food the only and being mood. Off the grid and it would just feel like normal life for me. It would be great. But yeah,
you have to do
and
a I could text punch from Scott.
Scott Disick right in the dick. Just for a day, she'll be like, oh, it's so weird that I did that yesterday. Or just deny it. I didn't do that yesterday.
Or he's like, again? And you're like, Kourtney punches him in the dick all the time. And we had no idea because they don't put it on TV.
But then we can know the real shit.
Yeah.
That was really great. I took my recorder that I use for my podcast and I put it inside of a beehive for like 45 minutes. And I was thinking, this is going to be a really wonderful meditation for people who really love bees and stuff.
ASMR bees.
It did not sound relaxing.
I'd imagine.
It was kind of intense.
Now it's aversion therapy for people who hate bees. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Throw it up and we'll link that in our show notes.
Yes.
So okay. Screw my blog. If you're afraid, if you're afraid of bees, yeah. We can hook you up with some bee sounds and then you just play them, you know, not while you're driving to work or anything like that, because that's terrifying, but like, you know, get into a safe place, close all your windows and just listen to these bee sounds and then you'll be cured and then you can get stung in your lifeline.
Yeah.
And feel good about
it. And you could even eat some honey while you're doing it.
Oh.
That way you're engaging all of your senses.
I'm really into that. Yeah. And also you'll just feel them crawling all over you because you have a true fear.
I'm sitting over here feeling quite a bit of anxiety and sweating a little more because that sounds like my personal hell of a swarm of bees.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I would hear a hum in the woods and be like, I'm going to go explore and see what's up. And then my luck would be like hornets.
I'm not very lucky.
But I would be texting Mandy the whole time being like, I hear a hum and I'm going into the woods. And she'd be like, where are you?
I'm in your yard. Yeah. I'm in that forest where you made out with that boy.
Bonnie? Is that you?
I see your red hair. Your hair looks like a flower. Run.
Oh my God. I think I have a weird thing about bees that I'm getting over because you're delightful. Doing the melatology listen cured a bunch of my weird instilled fear that was completely given to me by the movie with my girl.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Oh, the bees, I know.
Oh, no.
They were throwing rocks.
Right.
And that wasn't an actual beehive. No, honeybees don't live like that.
Right.
You're like, that drives me crazy.
Oh.
Don't get
bee
me
pet
started.
In movies.
I have a TV show bee pet peeve that occurred just the other night. Season 4 of Lucifer is now on Netflix, and I really love that show.
This is not a plug of Lucifer.
I'm a fan. Ooh. And he and Chloe Decker, the detective, went to a murder scene, and it was a beekeeper that was murdered. That's not the thing that enrages me. They had probably 24 beehives, and one of them was like all knocked over, and there were like frames everywhere, frames that go inside of the beehive. Not one freaking bee.
Anywhere.
And then.
I wish you could see her yelling.
Oh, I'm getting
right
so
now.
Mad. They called the hive tool. There's a tool that you use. It kind of looks like a, like the thing that you use to remove the strips of carpet nails.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Like a little crowbar-y thing.
Yeah. Okay. It's a hive tool. You don't do anything with honey with it. But they called it a honey scraper. Ugh. And that was the murder weapon. How can they solve crime if they can't even figure out bees?
And there's no bees there anywhere.
No so it's
like,
bees!
So and those bees would have had to have been like professionally removed by someone like you. They would have had to collect the hive from the murder scene so they could come in. And then, but they didn't touch
I
base on that.
I would have had to wear the booties. The little crime scene booties.
Right.
I probably would have wanted a camera and a badge or something if I had to go in there.
Right.
Oh my
God. Official,
I want
you to have a little badge that has a little bee on it with like a little like magnifying glass and the bee.
And it would say FBI.
Oh, she so did it. Good. She did it.
It just came to me.
Oh my God. I love it so much.
I love that you found that and you're like, I hate this so much. Cause think of every other like forensics person or anyone watching like Bones or any doctor person, any physician watching like ER
or
and they're like burr, 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 over the speaker and they're like, oh my gosh, it's a code, whatever. And then they're pissed.
Right.
They're like, that's not even a code.
So what song from your childhood, if it comes on the radio and you're in the car with people, without people, whatever, you know, every word to it and it brings you back so much nostalgia that, like, it's powerful, and you can remember exactly where you were when you fell in love with that song. She's like, this is a song about bees. I don't know if you've heard it.
I'm picking up my baby bumblebee.
Oh,
no, that's not the song.
But that was amazing.
That's not the song. My parents had pretty cool taste in music. And so growing up, there was always music playing in the house, and they would listen to, like, Eric Clapton, Men at Work. But, okay, now that I'm talking through it, they had a cassette
of Neil Diamond, like hot August nights. Yes. Okay. And there was this song, I think it's called Crunchy Granola Sweet.
Yes.
And that song would play, and my sister and I would go crazy.
Oh my God, how old?
Really
are you?
Crazy. Young.
I'm picturing you like must so have been small.
Like five or six or seven, really young. But I think that might be the song.
Like if that song came on and you were at like a block party, you would be like, I'm going to wiggle my hips and I don't care.
You're like, throw my drink down and just get it on.
They need to know
floor.
This is how cool I was raised.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Oh my God. That is so.
That's a really good answer.
That reminds me of us when we were little.
Yeah.
Our sister jams. Oh my God.
Your sister jams.
Paul Simon.
Hard.
So yeah. Hard.
Oh.
Diamonds on the soles of her shoes forever. Oh.
Ever.
Oh man. Or you can call me out. Like.
Yeah. Which so made good. Me like when I grew up and then grew up with more music in my life, I was like, where are all the steel drums and the piccolos?
Right?
Like these people didn't go to music class. They don't understand.
Steel drums forever.
They're missing the steel drum.
I mean.
This album is incomplete.
Obviously.
So right? That's what I should do is just start a cover band where I add steel drum and
you don't
like
have a
piccolo.
Full choir?
Yeah. Little
harmonizing behind you. That's super weird.
You didn't find the indigenous people to do your backups.
I mean, obviously.
Screw your album.
I mean, I made it's just better. Missing so many things.
Exactly. And then we play it at the block party we're all going to be at.
Oh, I love it.
That's what growing up is to me when you're an adult. Mm-hmm. And you either compile or attend a block party that has been blocked off by the city so no other cars can drive through.
Oh, wow.
It's official. The grown-ups are out and we're barbecuing. I haven't had one.
Susie kicked her shoes off and she's dancing in the street.
Mm-hmm. To Neil Diamond.
Right?
Oh. Okay. Let's jump into this or that.
Okay.
All right. So this or that, I'm going to give you two options or three. Depends on the question. And then you'll just quick answer them. First thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
Wake up early or sleep in?
Sleep in.
East Coast or West Coast?
West Coast.
Skydive or bungee jump?
Skydive.
Ooh. Me too. Hot weather or cold weather?
Hot.
She likes it
hot.
I
like
she
it.
She told me that on the way over. She was texting me and said, I like it hot. And I was like, this is going to be a crazy day. It's super hot in here. Mountains or tropics?
Tropics.
Mm, that's a good one.
Do they have bees in the tropics?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They have bees in the mountains?
Yeah.
You're good wherever you go.
Yep.
That's why also not cold weather, right? No bees.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, huh.
I didn't even know that, but now I know. That's why.
Did I just inform you?
Yes. No,
I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. Bonnie's a bee expert.
BT dubs.
By osmosis.
Like no names. I like it.
Pants or dress?
Pants.
Or both. She's wearing a really cute romper right now.
True.
So it's like.
Blurs the lines.
It's wide leg.
It is. Like it looks dressy.
Culottes? Is that what they call culottes. Them? Culottes?
Culottes.
Culottes.
But it's like above the knee. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I used to think they were fake skirts when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And now I want to own all the fake skirts. Because now I'm like, I don't like my legs touching, period, ever.
They're so efficient.
They're not
too.
Even friends.
Right?
I mean, look, right now, look how I'm sitting.
They're
miles
very
apart.
Far apart.
I'm just straddled in
I don't know
right
why
there.
I'm so spread out. It's my apartment, you know, go wild. Okay. Last question. Sweet, salty, or savory?
Savory.
Savory. Ooh,
every
time.
Time.
What's your go-to snack?
White cheddar Cheetos.
Oh, that's awesome.
Those are good. The puffy?
Yeah.
I
love
puffy
the,
things.
The way it feels when I just bite down on it.
You and Aiden would be best friends of snacks.
Oh my God. I think mm-hmm. I know the first try then Perfect. That we're going to go to.
I love it.
So we have a little segment that we're going to do that we're doing right now. Our segment is called First Tries.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
First Tries.
We're really good. This should be a three-way podcast forever. So I got random snacks, and I think just
Ooh.
Based on what you said, mm-hmm. I'm going to go grab a snack from the cupboard okay. right now.
And it's a surprise.
It's something I've never tried. Shannon's never tried it, mm-hmm. and hopefully you've never tried it. And we're going to all open it up. It's going to be crinkly. It's going to be loud. It's going to be crunchy. And we're going to try it together and describe it. And my mouth is already watering.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
I'm excited, too.
I'm really
excited. I
just
love snacks.
All right.
I really do.
First try snack. I'm going to show you this packaging because it's adorbs. I should probably take a picture of it.
Oh, yeah.
So we can post it. We are going to do on Patreon when we have guest announcements and things like that. We are going to post snack options. And then as Patreon listeners, you guys get to pick the first try for our mm-hmm. person coming up. So today we picked because it's our first try and it's pretty fun. So this packaging, it's by a company called Osem, I believe. They're called Bomba Peanut Puffs, and there is a creamy delight of a baby on it. They look to be like puffy Cheetos, but they're peanut butter flavored. So I got these.
Can babies have peanut butter?
Yeah. I think so, if they don't have a nut allergy.
Okay. I mean, I feel like that.
I can't remember.
I think they're supposed to have honey, ironically.
Oh, okay.
It's good. Everything it's Bomba.
Oh my God.
That's what it says. Peanut puffs.
Is that their slogan?
Yes, but then there's also a little thing on here that says protect from sun.
Oh.
So I'm not sure.
Do they melt?
Let's see. Know. It's made with peanut paste, corn grits, palm oil, and salts. Maybe they melt a little. And then it is a product of Israel. So we're going to try something new. And I'm super excited.
This is going to be
Craveable so peanutty crunch. No preservatives. Well, and then no GMO ingredients.
I love it.
Just the palm oil. It's the palm oil we love. Yeah. But it's in a lot of things.
This baby, man. Look at this creamy baby.
That baby is so...
It looks got like peanut butter hair. Oh, this smells like a cereal memory. Ooh. Do you want to smell?
Yeah.
Let's pass around for smells.
Let's name that.
Memory, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of
well,
like...
Captain Crunch?
Yeah.
Like a peanut butter crunch. Cereal.
Yeah.
It smells exactly like that. Oh, which I love. This is going to be so good.
You guys want to take some?
Yeah.
I'm going to take a couple.
Take a couple.
Yeah.
A couple handfuls.
Yeah. You like this. This is the texture you're describing. I mean, enjoying, right?
Yeah. Okay. Even the weight of it in my hand is so much like
it's familiar.
The Cheeto Puffs.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. ASMR.
These are like eating very tasty packing peanuts.
It sounds beautiful.
Yeah, they're not as flavorful. They're not as, like, sugary. They're not as sugary.
They're really,
totally
it's
savory.
A really, you could totally feed these babies.
Oh, 100%. Babies would eat the shit out of these.
Can you give me a solid, like, bite down and then a close of the mouth? I want to hear that whole. It's sensual. These are sensual delights. In the movie theater, if I snuck these in my purse, I'd be hated. But today... You can choose not to listen.
Pros and cons. I need a real big gulp of water because I no longer have any moisture in my mouth. But also, it's not unlike eating a big spoonful of peanut butter that has that effect where it takes out moisture of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. It does. Yeah, I have like the peanut butter in my cheeks sensation.
Fully.
Mm-hmm.
I would dip these in honey.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
And that's your party snack. That's your fancy hors d'oeuvre. Yeah.
Mandy brought us some honey, so I might be dipping my Bomba, some Bomba
Dip
bee.
Dip your
combo.
Bomba.
Bomba bee in- combos.
What?
That's amazing.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
These are pretty good. I just dunked this shit in chocolate.
Yum, yum.
Yum, yum.
Look for Bomba snacks. This is not sponsored, but look for them at your grocery store and you can try what we tried. It's very fun. If you have suggestions for first tries, cool. Hit us up. And then if you want to vote for future first tries, if you have somebody coming up on the podcast that you're like, oh my gosh, I like them so much, you can make them eat something, you know, for like a dollar. So we are on patreon.com/youarethat. You can just search You Are That on Patreon and join us for the party. There's also going to be behind the scenes photos and fun stuff. Crunch it, Shannon.
I have a mouthful. I've been sitting here.
She was being so
Oh, my God. Take these away from me.
No, they're really good. And then we are on Instagram and
Twitter.
The Twitter under No, You Are That.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give it right back.
Yep.
And then you can find us on Facebook. We have a Facebook group full of news and scoops and fun things.
On the Facebooks?
Yeah, under You Are That.
Yep.
So search us, find us, leave us comments, tell us things. If you want to reach out and tell Mandy cool things and just let her know how much you like her because she's so likable. She's lovable, absolutely. You guys. She's charming. She's endearing. She's very smart. And I'm so happy.
I am that.
You are that. You are all those things. So thank you so much for being on our little podcast
thank
here.
Thank you for having me.
And
I think we're going to go.
She's nodding.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Dip some shit.
Yeah, let's go dip this in chocolate and honey and all the things.
Yeah. Ugh. Mandy.
You're our first and non-judgy guest.
So I'm popping your podcast, Cherry.
I like it. It's awkward and also enjoyable.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.